Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Harry and Ashley with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Ambulance Service has launched a review after a Hervey Bay man died in his home while waiting for paramedics to arrive. The 84-year-old fell in his Port Vernon home on Saturday afternoon, and his wife made the first of several calls to 000. QAS said the man complained of back and knee pain, and the call was lodged as a code 2, meaning an ambulance would be sent as soon as one became available. However, the man's wife was said to have made another 3 calls to paramedics before reporting that his health had deteriorated, which led to the code being upgraded to an emergency level. QAS said an ambulance arrived at the Point Vernon address within 9 minutes, but it was too late to help the man, who died of cardiac arrest. Assistant Commissioner Stephen Goh said, quote, "In this situation, it was a response that required the first available ambulance to go there, and during that passage of waiting for the ambulance, the patient became much worse and required an emergency ambulance response," end quote.
Dozens of people protested in Brisbane CBD yesterday to decriminalise sex work in Queensland. The Queensland Council of Unions marched with sex workers to rally against the state's 1999 Prostitution Act, which currently only legalises brothels and solo sex work. The government intended to amend the legislation this year, but it is yet to happen, with Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk saying that Labor's priority is cost of living relief.
In national news, Australia's aviation industry is facing a daunting holiday season as potential strikes, staff shortages and cancelled routes reveal a bleak portrait of upcoming peak period. Virgin cabin crew members of the Flight Attendants Association of Australia and the Transport Workers Union have voted to take industrial action as an absolute last resort if Virgin Australia doesn't agree to pay increases and working condition changes. Nick McIntosh of the TWU said cabin crews have copped years of wage freezes since Virgin went into administration, but since the company recently returned a profit of $129 million, the unions say workers want to see their wages increase, with Terry O'Toole, the Federal Secretary of the FAAA, stating the members are asking for a 10% pay rise this year and 3.5% for the years following. A Virgin Australia spokesperson said the unions were asking for a patently excessive set of claims, stating, quote, "In the last financial year, cabin crew received a minimum of 9% to 13% of their base salary through a combination of EA and award-driven wages increases," end quote.
Preventative detention laws have been passed by the Parliament as the government continues to address the High Court decision that indefinite immigration is illegal. Approximately 150 non-citizens were being held in immigration detention because they failed the character test for a visa, but have now been released into the community. The High Court ruling was derived from the case of a Rohingya man who had been in immigration detention after serving a sentence for child sex offences and could not be deported.
In international news, police say a suspect was found dead Wednesday as officers responded to what officials of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, called a confirmed active shooter on campus. The university said on X, formerly Twitter, that police were responding to an additional report of shots fired at the nearby student union. Las Vegas police posted on X that a suspect has been located and is deceased about 40 minutes after the initial alert was posted. The university said the shooter was at the Beam Hall, Frank and Estella building, home of UNLV's Lee Business School, and that police were responding to an additional report of shots fired at the nearby student union.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.